All right, a beautiful afternoon to you. 8 minutes gone past the hour of four. It's time for us to push the conversation for development for the This Is Hard Facts with Kala Dakuru Batibor. And I'm excited to be here with you talking for development. I've got a guest, a wonderful guest. The last time he was on the show, we had a great time. And we're going to have a great time again talking for development. I'm talking about Joe Johnson, who is the Commissioner for Information Revenue State. Welcome on the show. Welcome. Good to have you.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Good evening, Rivers people. Good evening, Port Harcourt.
All right, so if you're listening right now, we want to talk about the plans of the River State government for 2024. We're talking about the budget. You know, this is the period where, you know, the government would start, any government would start to plan for 2024. And I do hear, a bed told me that the budget will be transmitted to the legislative by next week. The information minister, commissioner, I beg your pardon, will give us all of that details on the show. But once again, welcome. So, can we ask the first question? Is the budget for 2024 ready? Can you hear me?
Well, if you have been following the trend of events, you would have heard a radio announcement inviting MDAs and the various ministries to a budget session on Monday.
Okay.
That program is intended to look at what has been done, and then get some form of tutelage from the budget office. So I'll assume that after that, then the budget defense and all the rest of the processes will follow.
Okay, so since we're going to be transmitting, or rather there will be a session, a plenary session on Monday, where all of that will be discussed with MDAs and all of that, what areas is the River State, or what areas are being focused on by the River State government? Let's put it that way.
Well, if you have seen the blueprints of this government, His Excellency Sir Siminalayi Fubara has a 37-page blueprint.
Okay.
And there is what we call the priority areas. The priority areas of this regime, you know, not limited to these ones.
Okay.
Are agri, economic growth and industrialization, infrastructure, education, health care, and security.
Okay. Yeah.
On the economic growth, the intent of this regime is to develop and implement a 10-year River State reindustrialization master plan to provide the roadmap for achieving the industrial transformation of the state. You recall that places like Michelin, I mean, Transamadi housed blue chip companies like Michelin, Dunlop, and quite a number of other, you know, foreign owned companies, including the companies owned by River State government, West African Glass Industry. There was the Revook, and there were quite a number of those blue chip companies. Those companies, the premises are still there, lying moribund, and only be secured by some guards, you know. Nothing economically is happening there. So we intend to get back or jack back to life by seeing how they can be reindustrialized.
Now,
so somebody will regain its mojo, you know. That's what this government is looking at.
Okay.
That is in the area of reindustrialization. And then on agriculture, we intend to release state-owned agricultural land and investments to serious investors for commercial and mechanized agriculture. We intend to support investment in commercial oil palm production and other cash crops. We will encourage local government councils to support local farmers to improve production and access to fertilizers, processing facilities and markets. based on infrastructure. Well, His Excellency, the past governor, had done so much in the area of road infrastructure. But we have come with the icing of the cake by bringing in the 51.1-kilometer ring road, which will touch six local governments. That project is already a work in progress. The amount of money was made open. About 77% of the total sum has been advanced to the contractor. As we speak, work is progressing. And then on education, we are ensuring that we will continue to improve budgetary provisions for the public education sector to meet the funding requirements for access to access, quality education, equity and infrastructure maintenance and upgrades. We'll ensure that every child has access to basic education across the state by tackling the out-of-school and dropout syndrome in our communities.
Okay.
Then there will be priority on the teaching and study of English language, which is what we call STEM. STEM is science, technical, engineering, and mathematics subjects in the school system. Okay? Then, aside from all the academic things associated with it, we will establish the River State Technical and Vocational Education Board to drive the advancement of technical and vocational education and training in the state.
Okay.
On healthcare, you're already aware of the various healthcare facilities, both at tertiary and primary sectors. You know, we intend to rehabilitate the dilapidated primary and secondary healthcare centers and hospitals across the state. We'll also increase funding for the River State Teaching Hospital to become one of the best tertiary hospitals in the country. On security, that's where my heart goes for the people of Ahuda East and West. But I can tell you without missing words that His Excellency, during his visit to the President, has a special force that His Excellency, the President, has approved to take care of the first civil crisis that has taken life in that region. Ahuda East and West is one of the most viable regions, particularly that you have a large presence of oil and gas. So it's not a zone for anybody to play with. So that area is getting attention, and we are doing everything to get the support of government to be able to tackle it. The first assignment the current commissioner of police did was to visit that place.
All right.
And I'm sure that I also have been able to send messages across the spine of who are disturbing the peaceful coexistence of people in that region. So this, these are the areas that were campaigned with, captured in the blueprint. But on our own as a government, the first ESCO Executive Council meeting I attended, Sean, we had four bills before the council which had been prepared to be sent to the assembly. One is the RIPA, River State Investment Promotion Agency. As the name connotes, it is intended to showcase the investment opportunities in River State. I was in Abuja on Monday. I was in a program, a summit organized by diasporans, Nigerians who are living in the diaspora. And they came with quite a number of very good investors. By the time we presented our investment roadmap, investors were head over heels. But we thought that the best to do also was to prepare our minds so that the easy-to-do business will be such that it will make it as convenient as possible. Then there is also another bill which is called New Town Development Authority Bill. This bill is going to the one city notion about River State. Everybody believes that River State is made up of only Port Harcourt. But this bill is going to open up River State to the extent that they made the new towns and there will be modern cities.
Mm.
There is also an opportunity based on the act on the electrification, 2023 Electrification Act, which the Constitution has liberalized the process of state to willy-nilly establish or provide electricity. We have already approved a bill that is to deal with that, and it's called River State Electricity Bill. And then the big one is on the youth. The government has also set aside the sum of 4 billion naira for scholarship. This bill is intended to deal with MSMEs, the medium, micro, small, medium enterprises, what you call MSMEs, to be able to deal with it so that people can, the youth can access it and they can begin to practice their trade. Assuming you're into barber salon, you could find electricity regulated and controlled and made available for your business to thrive. These are the directions this government intends to go.
Okay.
There are other incursions in other that I just mentioned, the cardinals, so that it will give us a guide as to how.
All right, now
what look like
one
are not losing out in the area of housing delivery. We're not also losing out in sports development. We're making exploits both on the continent and in other spheres of the field of sporting. For women development, I've already stated on social welfare, youth development, environment and sanitation, water provision. These are the direction, including tourism. So this is the direction of His Excellency Sir Siminalayi Fubara's government moving forward.
All right.
Thank you.
And all of these are captured in the budget that will be discussed on Monday. All right, interesting. Now, this will be the first budget of the administration of Governor Fubara, and it's interesting to see some of the things that you have noted. But then I want us to stick with quite a few: economic industrialization, agriculture, youth development, and there's another one you mentioned. When I remember, I'll bring it up. But let's start with. Can you hear me?
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Calada.
Oh my. I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Hello, I can't hear you anymore. Calada.
All right, I'll have to call you back then. Terrible networker. I will get back to my guest right now. And I was going to ask him about, you know, youth development. I was going to ask him about, what's it called now? The economic industrialization that he was talking about. I was also going to ask him about agriculture. What is the government going to do? I mean, it's one thing to budget for these things. It's one thing to have a blueprint for these things, but it's another, you know, to implement them. So what is the government going to do in terms of implementing these wonderful ideas that the government, you know, has penned down or is budgeting for? There's also to talk about the monies for MSMEs. Are they going to make it happen? Because a lot of people are asking questions. What's with that one? So just give me a few minutes or a few seconds. I'm trying to reconnect. You know how terrible network can be in Nigeria sometimes. However, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Hard Facts with Calada Kuru Batabo, 92.3 Nigeria Info. But can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you clearly now.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. Welcome back, Honorable Commissioner. I was just asking you, I said, let's stick with industrialization, agriculture, and youth development. And I was going to ask, for industrialization, how do you intend to make, you know, areas like Transamadi, in, you know, full with, you know, investors like it used to be in the early 90s. How do you intend to bring these investors? I mean, it's one thing to have a plan, a blueprint, a budget, but how do you want to actualize this now? That's the first question I want to ask you.
If the journey of 1,000 miles usually will start from the first step. Now, once we address issues of power and security, I'm sure that every investor will go soon. If you know those who are into this, who are running this ISPN program, you know that the greatest challenge has been power and insecurity. And it's the cost across the entire country. It's not as if River State is worse off.
So how do you plan to tackle power then?
I have said that the amongst the bills that we sent to the assembly, there's the River State Electricity Bill. There's a River State Electricity Bill. That bill is intended to generate power. And okay. When you have investors who will run power, sell power at reasonable rate, controlled by government, then you are then able to make an inroad.
All right. We have a quick commercial break. Please, I would love it if you can stay on the line. When we come back, we'll look at security, we'll look at youth development, because someone sent a text message earlier asking about the MSME fund that was promised by the governor, you know. So we'll talk about all of that. We'll talk about agriculture, how we plan to implement all of that. Please do stay on the line.
Okay. And now, Hard Facts on 92.3. Nigeria.
All right, it's the bottom of the hour. Yes, you're listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I have my guest, who is the Commissioner for Information, Rivers State. I'm talking about Joe Johnson. And we are looking at the budget 2024. You know, what are the plans of Rivers State? You can also send in your questions so we can ask the Commissioner while he's with us here on the show. But before we continue, you know, having the conversation, I'd like to take us back to Monday when the Governor of Rivers State, Simelai Fubara, mentioned that his administration will not go below the standard already set. Let's take a listen.
We know that River State is noted for project. No matter what the situation is, we're not going to lower the standards that we have come to meet.
All right, so the standard will not be lowered, and that's why we're looking at the future already. And once again, welcome, Joe Johnson. It's good to have you on the show. All right, so before we went for that break, we were talking about, you know, power supply and how we can, you know, improve investment and industrialization in River State. And you were making, once again, reference to the bill that will enable us get power in River State. But I want us to move a little bit further now, and let's look at agriculture. I know you said you were going to give fertilizers, you were going to ask local government chairman to ensure that they do the need to also push local farmers, you know, into agric and extensive agricultural activities. You also did say that the government will focus on cash crops. But, you know, Rivers people would want to know what schemes, beyond the rhetorics, beyond the promises, how do we really get this implemented?
I'm sure that you are in the information highway.
Okay.
You are aware that His Excellency, about a few weeks ago, was at the Sunrise Farm.
Yeah.
I need to know what that farm is. I'm sure that what we have, they did the largest of the farms around this region. Perhaps the one in Enugu or Ebonyi, they just be trailing behind. And if you witness that visit and some of the things that are put in place, you will agree that His Excellency is trying to set the roadmap towards increasing our food basket. So, with that and probably the reactivation of the school-to-land project, because I said to you before that we shall attempts to encourage the return of government-owned agricultural land that we shall release state-owned. There are lands that are owned by government agricultural lands. You know, so if that is done to serious investors, you can be rest assured that we shall experience commercial and mechanized kind of agricultural farming.
All right. Okay, so now let's get to the youth empowerment sector. Someone asked me earlier, what has happened to the MSME fund that the governor promised? Is it 4 billion naira? Someone also asked me, what about the employment process that started from the previous administration? You know, the employment of 10,000 Rivers people. What's going on with that one? And also, there are talks about free internet in parts of Port Harcourt. What information can you give us about that as well?
We are doing a test run on the free internet system. That system is intended to bring to fore everything and all the activity of government so that you can have a scorecard to rate this government. Mm. You can also see the performances of the various MDAs so that you will, at some point, over a period, say what we have done and what we have not done, and then be in a better position to critique the government. That is as it relates to that. There will be an interactive website that all ministries are expected to upload their activities. That one will be done periodically.
Okay.
Now, you have talked about the MSMEs. I've told you that there's a huge entrepreneurship trust fund bill, and the legal framework in what we're going to get the assembly to give a nod. The democracy operates on a tripodal kind of system, a three-leg kind of thing. The tripod is to have the judiciary, the legislature, and then the executive. So when you generate such an idea, it has to pass through those bureaucratic settings, which are part of the tenets of democracy.
Okay.
And then that concept already has a henchman. There is already a director general. I think that's the nomenclature, director general or the chairman of that process. And is in the person of Pastor Jonah Tobin, is a respected son of the state. So he will administer in liaison with other agencies that will be able to make the process smooth.
Okay. It's good you've mentioned other arms of government. We'll get to that. But before I do, I want to ask, so now that the budget will be discussed, you know, on Monday, the question is, how much is the government budgeting for 2024? Can you give us a figure?
What will be discussed on Monday are the parameters for 2024 budget. It is not the budget that you're going to discuss.
Okay.
We're going
all
to get
right.
Tutorial on how the 2024 budget is styled. You know, as things continue to happen, there will be evolution. There are changes in the way things are done in the past. If you look at the national outlook, you will discover that there are ministries that are new now, blue chip ministry, this one ministry, and that other. So quite a lot of also things that will happen at the state may percolate down from the center. So we are going to listen to experts who will talk to us on the way to go, particularly with the turn in our economy.
Okay, so that question I asked, we don't have a figure yet for the budget. Is that what we're saying?
No, not figure yet.
Okay. Can you touch on debt? Because we've had several reports about debt that River State is owing. Can you touch on that? Are we owing? Do we have any debt? And if we do, how much is our debt?
I don't have it here.
All right then. Okay. So
I cannot say because I don't have the figures. So that I don't even mislead us.
All right, then. So let's get to the issue of the other arms of government. So we still remember the activities that happened in the state some 3 weeks ago, where the or a portion of the State House of Assembly was gutted by fire. Now, if we have the budget ready, would it be able to be passed, you know, or transmitted to the legislative arm of government, given the situation of things? Secondly, is there a good working relationship between the legislative arm and the executive arm, yet again, going back to the political drama that happened some 3 weeks ago?
Life is in phases, and like everything that has blood, people are bound to disagree. But the ability to come back as a family is key.
Okay.
And you have used the word "if," and I don't like to do "if" clause. If is generally probability, and I'm a mere mortal. I will restrict myself within the boundary of what I know. And I can assure you that as we progress, when we get to that bridge, there will be a way to cross.
Okay, so let's eradicate the if now, and let's get to the working relationship. What can you tell Rivers people about the working relationship of the legislative and executive arm of government in Rivers State?
Just about an hour ago, His Excellency Asimilola Ifubara and his predecessor were at a commissioning ceremony at Ikoku, where the Hyper-City shopping mall was commissioned.
Okay.
And if they were together, it tells you that there's a cordial relationship.
All right, then. Cut your relationship, you've called it. But let's listen to some of Rivers' people. Some messages have poured in. If you do not mind, permit me to read them. This one says, please ask your guests which of the speaker will receive the budget, since we now have, I've said this, Christians, we learned from Igboiche, we don't have two speakers. But then again, that's your question. I guess the commissioner has heard you and he will reply. But you said, who will receive the budget since we now have two factional speakers, Christian Williams? This one says, Honorable Commissioner, what is the plan of government for rural communities like in your Kana district in Kana, LGA? No life in that area, no electricity since 2015 till date. From when? What do you mean by no life? What do you mean by no life? I'm wondering what you mean by that. But this one is from Hector. It says, please ask the Honorable Commissioner, what is the governor doing about the Shanghai farm and the syringe industry? Because after the visit, we haven't heard anything from the government, from Hector. I think he has answered on the Shanghai farm, the syringe factory. But let's get to you, Honorable Commissioner. This one is from Queen, from Ada Judge. It says, what about the 10,000 employment? Yes, so what about the 10,000 employment, syringe factory, and then rural communities? What are your plans for the rural communities?
I think they're cutting the chains and dotting the I's,
okay,
as it relates to that employment.
Okay.
I have not received any contrary instruction as to the 10,000, the employment.
Employment of 10,000. Yeah.
So I think that is a work in progress. Yes.
Then, someone is asking about, you know, industrialization, syringe factory, the one close to my studio. So what is the plan of the River State government towards that project?
You listened very well. When I spoke, I said we are going to revise and bring to bear all viable projects that will not only bring money to River State government, but will also create employment. So the syringe factory is not left out.
All right. Okay. Let's get to other questions now. Let's see. Do I have the ones? Who says, in as far as the Honorable Commissioner is in the studio and for the interest of River State economy, you said the IPCT at Ikoko was commissioned today. Whether the project is government project or private investment project, Chris, okay, that's not our conversation, but thank you nonetheless. Okay, so someone is asking, what about Omagwa? You talked about opening up River State. Is it Omagua has airport, but yet no light? What can I do about that? I think he's touched on power, but I'm going to still refer the question to him. So over to you, Honorable Commissioner, please.
I have touched on power, and it is all encompassing. We will not live in one of the very best villages in this state. I live in a place they call Rumwekini. It's the same kind of experience those who live in the blue chip areas also go through, you know. So Omagua is like Rumwekini. I'm bound by Alu. Alu is in the federal local government. After Rumwekini, the next place is Alu. And we are coping with what is happening. But with the coming of the Electricity Regulation Act, if it comes, I'm sure that we will put a proper legal framework that will provide electricity, affordable electricity supply. Just like we have liberalized, the government has liberalized the telecom sector.
Okay.
We expect to have that. You know, it will be pay as you go.
All right. This one says, please ask your guests. Igbelu Ngoraja Ogbogoro Road on my mind this morning. Car stuck in the deep spalt portion, thereby causing commuters. What is the government's position on the internal roads within the Port Harcourt metropolis? I mean, for NS Port Harcourt with that one. Internal roads in Port Harcourt metropolis. You know, you talked about also focusing on infrastructural development as a means to continue, you know, what the past administration started. So he's talking about internal roads, and he made mention of a particular place in Ogbogoro, in Baraja Ogbogoro Road, and he's saying, you know, what's the government's plan for constructing internal roads?
Well, if you recall, before, during the 100 days in office, quite a number of internal routes were slated for commissioning. It tells you that the government is always thinking in that direction.
Okay.
I think it is the responsibility of government to always continually push to proper use every route where taxpayers fly.
Mm.
So wherever you are, but they have gone back and the merit have brought it to the knowledge of government. The rest assured that to tell the functionaries of government that are in the hierarchy, you will get the best attention.
Okay. So let's open the phone line. But if I recall vividly, you did say that the various ministries will put up what they have done or what they plan to do on a website.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure that is
correct. Yes, we'll do that's what we're going to see in 2024.
All right, then. Okay.
There's an interactive website where you send and then you can get the proper feedback.
Honorable Commissioner for Information, someone is asking, and the person wants to be informed as to what is happening with the newly constructed market at Mile 1. He said it's been locked for a long time, and it's coming from Escobar, and he wants to know.
There's a legal pendency. I'm aware. I hear that there's a legal pendency. There's a matter in court over, you know, the allocation.
Oh, okay.
That is just the reason what to say.
Oh,
that
okay.
Is calling
for. All right. All right. So let's take some calls. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. I do have the Commissioner for Information with me on the show, and we are looking at the economic blueprint for 2024. And by the way, they have said that there will be a conversation as to how and what the budget should look like in 2024. So, you know, I probably will be there. You probably should be there as well, so we can all rub minds and see how to take River State forward. All right, keep those calls coming in. Commissioner, I've got a question for you.
I'm hearing you, go ahead.
Would the budget be made available? You know, people, when I told someone I was going to talk about the budget, someone said, would it be made available for people to see and do research on?
Will the budget be made available?
Yeah, like a copy for...
It's
But I'm not in your position. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm going to dodge your question, but I hope you can answer me if Rivers people, because you know some say once upon a time in our history we couldn't have access to the budget. Even though I do know after a while the Rivers State government website contained the budget as the year went by, but people are asking, would the budget be published for, you know, public viewing?
So, why are you putting me in a bind?
All right then.
I'm your professional.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you plead the fifth. Let's get to Precious. Precious is calling from HA. Precious, welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, Precious, can you hear me?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Yeah. My honorable commissioner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Yeah, I want to ask for us non-indigenous, because most of us, we have stayed in River State for more than 2 days. So what are the plans that this present governor have for us, for people like us?
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Precious, for calling in all the way from HA. I've got Eze Ken from Ubumini. Eze Ken, let's get to hear you now, please. I'll get to you, Commissioner. Let's listen to Eze Ken. I'll tell you the question in a bit, please.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Canada.
Yes, good afternoon, Eze Ken. Welcome.
Honorable Commissioner, greetings to you.
I salute you, my brother. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Based on your analysis in your budget, what are your plans or strategies as regards to the rural areas? How will they have the impact of the budget for 2024? Because in some of the rural areas, especially my community here, Ubumini, there is a school building being more open for more than 10 years.
Okay.
And Ubumini is a community that is sharing boundary with Imo State. You know, high local government, Awara, to be precise. That road is a accessible road for the business of the community.
So what's your question? Quickly, we don't have time.
So how are you preparing to make sure that all the rural areas in the state will have impact and be beneficiary to what will happen by next year?
All right, thank you very much, Ken. So to the first question, Honorable Commissioner, the first question has got to do with... He talked about non-indigenes and how the budget will capture them. He said they have been in the state for, some of them have been in the state for over two decades. So how would the budget capture them?
Well, the budget that I know is not discriminatory.
Okay.
It does not know man or woman. It knows number. Budgets work according to what is it, demography. Government, budgets work according to demography. The demography has caught the youth, it has caught the women, and in the youth, there's no way you can say, Yoruba youth, stand up. Popo youth, stand this side. Popo youth, stand your right. Once they say youth, it's a cross charter in everybody, all in compassion. So I don't know what to mean by non-indigenous and indigenous. But if the non-indigenous is the understanding that I have about them as it relates to what to have, like the 24th local government. When we have 23, they will take the non-indigenous as another local government and another as another local government. Then there is some viability in what we will do that will impact on the non-indigenous. Everybody should be rest assured that the budget will capture virtually all.
Even the rural communities, because remember the last caller talked about the rural communities.
We have said that we're opening up new towns.
Okay.
Those new towns are not going to come from the blues. They will be already existing towns. They will also be modern cities. Modern cities that will be able to compete favorably with those who probably existed before now. I don't need to make a point.
Yeah, you do make a point. Someone is asking something about the health. Trust me, Commissioner, so many messages, but we're out of time. Someone is asking about the Mother and Child Hospital. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
We have 60 seconds. Unfortunately, I would have to say my goodbye right now. I was going to ask you about the Mother and Child Hospital. There are lots of messages here, a lot of phone calls still coming in, but we don't have enough time. Maybe we should yet again have another conversation in the nearest future to talk some more about the issues in River State.
Mother and Child.
Yeah, someone was asking, but we don't have time to talk about it. So I would have to say my goodbye.
Maybe in our subsequent discussions, I'll be able to give you.
All right.
It's even good that I want to discuss it after that because I do not also have the details, but I think it's got to do with partnership.
All right.
The experts that will run that
the experts.
Facility.
All right, the experts that will run the facility. All right, thank you very much, Honorable Commissioner Joe Johnson, Commissioner for Information, River State. It's good and it's a pleasure having you on the show.
All right.
Do have a wonderful day.